Hello and welcome to Focus on Licking County. I'm Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guest, John Wilson, Executive Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Licking and Perry Counties. You know, John, every year we say the same thing. The need is great. I don't care if it's dollars, volunteers, whatever. You'll take what you can get your hands on, correct?
100%. And we have been really, really blessed and fortunate in this last year. We've made some amazing new partnerships. We've been growing our programs. But the one thing that we have never had too much of is volunteers. So that would be my big push. And it's going to be consistent. That's the case all around the country. And there are 230 agencies approximately in the United States. And we have been fortunate enough to be recognized 3 years in a row as a top agency. In fact, we were the only agency in the state of Ohio to be recognized with the top honor last year. And it has a lot to do with the fact that we are doing our best to find great mentors for these kids.
What is that, the rating on? Is that based on, you know, how you're controlling your dollars and how that's spent? Or is it more of that? Okay, here's a place that has this amount of kids. They need help. They're getting volunteers. How does that work, the ratings? Because I think that's important. People should know that if they're donating or volunteering to this organization, doing pretty well.
There are a lot of metrics that are used. The number one metric is the length and quality of match. So I guess it's technically two metrics. The length of match is pretty, it's the coffee, right?
So it's the,
but the length of the match is pretty self-explanatory. And when we ask someone to volunteer, we do ask for a one-year commitment. And what a one-year commitment looks like if you're doing the school base, like the lunch buddies, that's basically really 9 months, just during the school year. And we ask, you know, if you're going to start, we want you to finish. If you do the community base, which we could dive into anytime, and you can definitely go to our website to find out more information about that, cheap plug, which I didn't say, www.bbbslp.org.
So if you're going to plug something, you got to give it, John.
Yeah, I got to say it. But then the quality of the match, too. We do surveys. So we have match support specialists, and their entire job is to check in with parents, with the littles, with the bigs. And we do facilitated matches in the school. So we have an employee right there observing what's happening. So we use that information. We plug all that information into the system, and that's how they come up with those ratings.
Mm-hmm. It seems like with that many agencies around the country, you would be used as a template. I mean, is there sharing of best practices around the country?
Absolutely. And, you know, recently it's a great segue. Thanks for that. Because I was hoping I could talk about this today. And I wasn't sure how I was going to do it.
He's a professional.
It's not my first day.
Almost. That's what I've heard. I've heard rumors. I wasn't sure. But now I believe it's true. we actually started a new program the previous school year. This is our second year of doing it. It's called Big Besties. We work with the local boards of developmental disabilities and Denison University. And we have created a program where we're doing group mentoring with kids in Newark City schools. We started it with, and we've actually expanded it into other school systems where they're mentoring kids with developmental disabilities. And it's been absolutely incredible. And we've had several agencies around the country because of the way we share information with each other that have begun programs similar. And so we do have a shared system, a fantastic system. We have, you know, conferences and whatnot, and we have ways to share ideas, and it's pretty incredible. So that was one of my things when I came here a couple years ago, is I just wanted to make sure that we were, you know, uncovering any opportunity that we possibly could do to serve and help these kids. And once again, we've done a great job for a really, really long time. So my challenge was a little more difficult than maybe somebody else coming into to somewhere else where it was maybe not as successful.
Don't fix it if it ain't broke.
Correct. Yeah. So we've left the things in place that weren't broke, but we're also looking for new areas of opportunities to serve kids in our community.
How do you do that with the limited staff? I mean, it's not easy, John. I mean, I know being involved with Big Brothers now for, I don't know how many years, over 10, it's not easy. I mean, you got to have good people underneath you, and it seems to me, and I know for a fact that you do.
Well, everybody does a little bit of everything. That's the first thing. You know, my favorite word that I use in the office is pivot. We have to be able to pivot. If something changes, the economy changes, the volunteer sources change, our funding partners change, whatever may come down the pike, we've got to be able and willing to pivot and make those changes. Really cool partnership we just started was with COTC and Par Excellence. We're able to serve. There's a reading mentorship program that came out of just a brief meeting. I was doing some recruiting at COTC OSU, and I had a conversation with one of their employees. And the next thing you know, we have interns that are being paid for by COTC. And we're serving these kids at Par Excellence in kindergarten with a reading program, a reading mentorship program. And that's the way, you know, right now it's not costing us any dollars in particular. Besides our leadership, you know, it takes a little bit of time to get that up and running. But kind of just thinking outside the box for ways that we can do this. But you're right, it is limited staff. Man, this would be so easy. If anybody's listening and you want to write a check for a few $1 million and just make my life a little easier, you know, you can mail that 62 West Locust Street, Newark, Ohio. But it doesn't have to be care of me. You just write Big Brothers and Big Sisters on that and we'll cash it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we do have amazing community partners that do support us. And I do want to thank them as well, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's part of the brilliance of Big Brothers Big Sisters, and not to cast aspersions on any other local charitable efforts, but because there's not a huge pile of money driving it, you got people that want to do it. I mean, I think when you're talking about little brothers and little sisters, they want someone who's engaged, not doing it for a check. They want people orchestrating those programs that are enthused and passionate about doing it rather than doing it for a big payday. And I think that's the brilliance of it.
It's really incredible. When I came into the job, I made some assumptions, and I was largely right. I assumed, because I'd worked in corporate America for several years, and I was, you know, it is largely you do it for the paycheck. That's what you do, and they want your soul, they want your life, and honestly, I thought in my mind, surely to come into a place like this, these are people that want to do it, and I wasn't wrong. Mm-hmm. I came in and the employees one after another. These are teachers. These are people with master's degrees, doctorates. These are people that are incredibly brilliant, incredibly kind, caring, loving, and they do this for the kids. And it's humbling. It really is humbling sometimes walking into the office and looking around and seeing everybody, just a flurry of paperwork, the flurry of calls, the things that they're doing. And to think like, wow, like I'm just kind of at the helm of this thing. And these people are just all awesome.
Yeah. Before we take a break, real quick, remind folks the difference between that community based match and the school based match, because I know a lot of folks are thinking, okay, he mentioned that, but what is the difference? What is the times that I have to be able to donate? It's not as hard as people think it could be.
Absolutely. First and foremost, what has become really popular in the last 20 to 25 years since we started it is our school based lunch buddies program. And that is approximately 45 to 60 minutes a week during the school year. And you would go to a local elementary school on a set day. Say, you know, maybe Tuesday is your day, and it's 11:15. So 11:15 every Tuesday, all school year, you're partnered with the same little, and you go in each week, and you spend that lunch break with that little. And the idea with that is that you get matched when they're in maybe first grade or second grade, and then you would stay with that same little for multiple years. And that's really when we see the real impact is with that second year. We ask for a 1 year commitment. When that second year starts and they see you, and Dave, I know you, mm-hmm. you are familiar with this. And I've had the honor to be able to be there and see that first meeting that second year. And they're like, wait, you came back for me? Like, I didn't know if I was ever going to see you again. And a lot of these kids, that's right. They're missing that in their life, that consistency. So, man, that's powerful. Now I'm getting emotional. I think it's the coffee also. But and then the community-based match, that is what we've been doing for 120 years. In fact, we celebrate, Big Brothers and Big Sisters of America celebrates 120 years this year. We've been in this community since 1969. That's a lot of years, but not quite 120, if my math would serve me right. But that is where you would, like, go to the home of the little, pick them up a couple times a month, spend a couple hours with them, and you would we try to facilitate some things, but largely you would be responsible for coming up with the activities that you do. We do have some amazing trips we do every year. The Newark Rotary helps us to do a Blue Jackets game. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati Reds donate tickets to us every year. I mean, we have a membership for both the Works and COSI in Columbus. So we have a lot of cool things that those matches can do for free. But when the rubber meets the road, sometimes you just want to go get pizza, right?
Yep.
And hang out.
Or see a movie.
See a movie. That's in right. The front
in
row.
In the front row.
Right in the middle. I talking feel like, to you, little man.
I feel like I'm not in on the joke, but...
Well, my little brother, every time I take him to a movie, he's like, can we sit up front right in the middle?
No,
so
really?
I sit there and straighten my
That's
neck.
That's horrible.
Even with the reclining seats, and he just lays back in the reclining seat like, hey, that's pretty cool, huh, Dave?
This is so great. I can't see both sides of the screen.
Just got to remember, it's all about the kids, Dave.
That's why I tell him. I don't
stop complaining.
I always tell the kid.
Supposed
I'm like,
to be in support of big brothers and big sisters. What are we doing here?
I always tell him, go get your seats, pick out your seats. It's not like it's hard. I know where he's going. But you are right. There are times, you know, and his mom, to her credit, she'd be like, do you want some money? I'm like, no, I've never. I'm like, no, this is my time with him. You keep your money. You do what you need to do with him. I mean, he's not going to cost me a whole lot. We're going to go to a movie and maybe grab a burger somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and we've done that. We've gone, you folks gave him a gift certificate because he was a good student. He thought I was joking. He got to the, he did not believe me. We got to the restaurant and the waitress came over and I said, hey, I got this. And he says, can I see that? And he looked, I said, it's got your name right on there.
Can I see that?
Yeah, he didn't believe me. So you guys, back to your point, you do things to help those matches along. And I think that's great.
And if I could just briefly say, this is the number one question that gets asked of us when we talk about this, is the safety factor.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to definitely say that is absolutely our top priority. You know, we go through a rigorous background check process, you know, we do FBI level background checks and, you know, the fingerprinting, the whole shebang to make sure it's really, really important that everybody is 100% comfortable with our matches. So that is something that I just want to throw that out there. If anybody just has that, you know, wants to maybe use that as a reason not to do it, just know that that is something that we take very seriously. And obviously everything we do is going to be with the safety of the little in mind.
You got the Big Bowl for Kids fundraiser coming up. Remind folks when, where. I'm sure you're still taking teams if they want to get in or if they just want to make a donation, but give them all the particulars.
Absolutely. Thanks. So Bowl for Kids, it is our longest going fundraiser, and we have an amazing partner in Park Lanes that opens it up every single year. I'd be remiss if I did not just thank them for this opportunity every year to host this event. It's March 15th, Saturday, and we have three shifts. The first shift is completely full. Second shift is filling up. The event starts at 12:30 and it goes until about 4. This is not the thing where you just kind of show up. I will say you do want to have a team and put a team together before you come.
And the teams take it very seriously.
Oh. Some of them take it very seriously.
Some should not. Talking to you, Jennifer McDonald, Licking County Chamber of Commerce.
No comment. I love everyone. I support every single sponsor. So the goal is each team has a goal of raising. It's $100 per bowler, $500 per team. That's just a goal. You don't have to. And some teams raise infinitely more than that, and some teams not quite, but that's okay. Everybody gets a really cool t-shirt. This year, our theme is love, peace, and mentor. We have openings on second and third shifts. And if you're interested in signing up to do a team, we would love to have you. Now, all you have to do is go to our website. Obviously, the easiest thing is probably just a Google search because that's what everybody actually does. But you can type it in if you would be so inclined. And it is bbbslp.org. So Big Brothers, Big Sisters, LickingParry.org. And right there, you can see it, events, Bowl for Kids, sign up for a team. But yeah, this is so fun. I'm really, really excited about it. And if you've never participated in it, then you need to. You won't regret it. And if you've done it before in the past and you just haven't signed up this year, once again, it's not too late.
Good.
You can still sign up.
You've been listening to Focus on Licking County. I'm Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I want to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, John Wilson, Executive Director, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Licking and Perry Counties. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.